Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a development in the Liz Cheney debacle in the Republican Party. There's a right-wing congressman, Republican from Texas, named Chip Roy. Chip Roy, who has said he will very likely be running against Elise Stefanik on Friday in the election in the Republican caucus to determine who will succeed Liz Cheney as number three. Chip Roy is a member of the Freedom Caucus. Those are the extreme right wing of the Republican Party who are not only Trump cultists, but will vote against anything. And most Republicans do anyway, but anything that's proposed by a Democrat, by Biden, or in any way would help the United States. Chip Roy was the chief of staff to Ted Cruz. That's all you really need to know. He was the chief of staff to Ted Cruz. Friday, they're going to have a vote. They're going to have a forum tonight or later this afternoon. We'll see if Chip Roy is serious. But one of the things that is hurting Elise Stefanik and makes it especially embarrassing for her is that early on, she opposed Trump in 2016. She said he was no good. You know, she represents a New York district, and even though it is Republican and rural, you don't get away in New York with what you get away in Texas. She voted against Trump's tax bill, said that was wrong, because among other things, what it did was it eliminated the deduction for state and local taxes, which are very high in New York. And she knew if she voted for it, even the Republicans there would be very angry with her. And she's voted on a lot of other things that make her a moderate. She was, I think, considered the 19th most bipartisan Republican in the caucus out of, 203 or so people. And so Kevin McCarthy just plucked her out of obscurity, basically said, are you willing to genuflect to Trump, kowtow to him? She said, yes, I will. Of course I will, because I want to be important, be a big person. He said, good. So she issues a statement saying that Trump is right and he's the president. And that checked the boxes. Trump then endorsed her. Kevin McCarthy endorsed her. Steve Scalise, the number two from Louisiana, endorsed her. And looked like a done deal. But the Freedom Caucus, remember the Tea Party people 10 years ago? There is this rump group in the Republican Party that think they are somehow the Minutemen at Lexington and Concord. Let me tell you something. If they were at Lexington and Concord, they would have run so fast it isn't even funny. The people at Lexington and Concord were Massachusetts farmers. Were not violent. They were great farmers, but they weren't going to get pushed around by King George. Took out their muskets, shot a bunch of British soldiers, and that really was the shot heard around the world. That's what basically started the Revolutionary War. So these people are fancying themselves important in some respects. And they're going, Elise Stefanik, no, we're not going to have her. So Chip Roy is dangling his name out there. Now, Chip Roy is not a good name to dangle out. Ted Cruz has a lot of enemies throughout the Congress, even in the Republican Party, especially in the Republican Party. Chip Roy was chief of staff to Ted Cruz. He was chief of staff to Ted Cruz. And you'll remember Lindsey Graham, sneaky little wormwood, once said about Ted Cruz, is what he said. He said, if Ted Cruz were shot to death on the floor of the Senate, the other 99 senators would say that they didn't see anything. So it's his chief of staff. These people are the gang that can't shoot straight. These people, this is a Dr. Seuss operation. You know, all sorts of odd looking animals in a Dr. Seuss zoo. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call as always. Irregardless, the Republican Party is going strong in the state of Wisconsin. It's and it doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon. Probably have the same lines again in 2022, unfortunately. And it is rather demoralizing. That being said, I was a union man my whole life, okay? I'm upfront about that. And I spent most of my time in the Teamsters. And I had friends that were in the union that were Republicans, and they still are. And, you know, we used to discuss it, but we never, you know, got into heated arguments about it. You know, what their beliefs are, they are. I always felt that as a union member, I was best served by the Democratic Party. But right now, what's going on in the Republican Party, the ousting, and I'm not a fan of Liz Cheney. I'm not a fan of the senator from Utah, Romney. But I could go to sleep every night knowing that they were going to protect democracy at the bottom line. Right. They may not be looking out for me as a union man, but they were going to protect democracy. And what's going on here now in the Republican Party, I've never seen nothing like this in my lifetime, and I'm pretty old. And I just want to call in and talk about that for a second. And Ted Cruz is the worst. I don't know how. Of course, I could say about the same thing about Wisconsin with Rojo as our senator, but I don't see the Republican Party taking any big hits for this, and I just can't grasp this. Democracy is all we have, and whether we're a Democrat or Republican or Independent or whatever your political persuasions are, we don't want to never lose that. And so anyway, to any of my friends to anybody out there, if you can tell me how you can just let this go, what's going on in the Republican Party. Not the Democratic Party is not without its faults, but anyway, I don't understand the whole concept of what's going on there is all, and I'm probably repeating myself, and I get pretty upset. All right, Dom, I'm gonna hang up before I'm doing a little bit of venting here, too. All right, thanks for taking my call, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. That's some very, very important stuff you just said. And that is, we all know people who are Republicans, and you've known them in the Teamsters. I remember working with Red Filarczyk, head of the Teamsters in Milwaukee back in the 1980s. Teamsters are a great organization, and unions in general have been endorsed by the machinists, the laborers, the electrical workers. The reason we have a middle class in this country is because of unions. Otherwise, management would have paid them peanut wages and you wouldn't have had the rise of the middle class. So the fact is that there are a lot of union members who vote Republican. And there were some estimates, and this was back probably 10, 20 years ago, 40%. Believe it or not, a big percentage of public workers, including teachers, vote Republican. Believe it or not, I think it's up around 30%, 25 or 30%. So why is that? There are a lot of reasons. The Republicans beat the drum on social issues that they do nothing about anyway. But Trump is different. Trump is an attack on our democracy. And one reason why Biden won, if you take a look at the so-called swing states, he won Arizona by 10,000 votes. He won Georgia by 14,000 votes. He won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. He won Michigan by over 100,000 votes and Pennsylvania by 70,000 votes. These are not huge margins given the size of those states. But when people analyze the vote, what happened was, first of all, it wasn't so much that Biden took previous Republican areas, but he shaved the margin of Trump in previous Republican areas. Give you an example. Waukesha County and Ozaukee County are probably and Washington County around Milwaukee are probably the most Republican counties in the state. And yet what Biden did was shave Trump's margin, and he still won overwhelmingly in all three by 10% here and 10% there. And that added up ultimately with a big margin in Dane County and Milwaukee County, 20,000 vote margin statewide. He lost almost everywhere else, not all, but almost. We all have friends who voted for Trump. We all have I think relatives, probably extended relatives who voted for Trump, union members and so forth. And what accounts for it? You don't know what's going through people's minds. I think a lot of it is race. I think race is essentially everything. And what Trump did was, starting with using immigration and tying it to race, and then extending beyond that, he racialized politics to a degree that we haven't seen on the federal level. I don't remember that. Has to go back 100 years. On the state level, in Alabama and Mississippi, as late as the 1960s, they racialized it. So that's part of it. People will vote against somebody who will bust their union, and they're union members, and they have wages because of their union, because they're scratching an itch. They hear the pounding of the Wagnerian drum over the horizon, and they start to sway and dance. Okay, that's what they're doing. It's a metaphor. But that is what is happening. So, you can't explain it rationally in every case. But the good news, Wisco Paul and everybody else, is that Biden shaved down the margins enough to win. And that's going to have to do it. That is going to have to do it. And, you know, getting back to Cheney, Liz Cheney, Wisco Paul makes a good point. On policy, you will not vote for her. I mean, she would be anti-union. She would be pro-tax breaks for the upper crust and that kind of thing. But I agree that I would rather have an honest person in there who believed in our democracy and didn't try to rig an election and didn't try to voter suppress and didn't try to sow doubt about our democracy. I would sleep better at night. I also think that she and that wing, that Mitt Romney wing of the Republican Party, have Vladimir Putin's number. They are not going to get pushed around by Vladimir Putin, whereas you have pro-Putin elements. Pro-Putin elements in the Republican Party otherwise. So I'm rooting for her and Mitt Romney to reform and clean up the Republican Party. We're going to break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.